It begs the question of how aggressive you want to be with this, because we can lose a lot of body fat in 2 months' time, but we also would need to be very restrictive.
Welcome to the show where we help you make smart nutrition simple. If you want proven nutrition strategies to help you build a better body and create the energy to show up for your family without overly restrictive and unrealistic dieting, then you're in the right place. Make sure to subscribe and enjoy this episode.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Smart Nutrition Made Simple Show. I am your host, as always, Ben Brown, owner and head coach here at Body Systems. And in today's episode, I'm going to be doing a Q&A with listener questions. In fact, we've got a number of episodes coming up where I break down and answer all of the questions that you guys have submitted. And there's a lot of good ones. And so I'm excited to be able to kick things off with this episode. Specifically in today's conversation, we're going to be discussing what you should do if you want to get in shape for summer. And you better hurry up and do it, because we've only got a month or two here. We're going to talk about whether or not cardio is important for fat loss. Hint, hint, it's not as important as you might think it is. We're going to talk about how much cardio we should be doing and whether or not there's a best time to consume your carbs. So those are what I'm going to break down for you today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and let's go ahead and dive right in. If someone wanted to get into shape for summer, say we've got a couple months until summer, I guess it depends on the definition of what being in shape means. Obviously, that's going to look different for every single person, but maybe it's losing as much body fat as they possibly can over the next couple months. And it begs the question of how aggressive you want to be with this, because we can lose a lot of body fat in 2 months' time, but we also would need to be very restrictive through the process. And if someone's okay with that, then great. Let's do it. But there's always nuance to these questions, to the degree that it's about what is someone willing to sacrifice through the process, and is the juice worth the squeeze? So if I told you that you could have 6-pack in 2 months, but you wouldn't be able to drink any alcohol, you wouldn't be able to eat out, you wouldn't be able to enjoy any desserts, you probably wouldn't be able to get, you know, frozen yogurt with the kids. You'd have to bring your own food to the weekend soccer tournament. You need to train 5 days a week, including 3 days a week of, you know, cardio. One person might say, no problem. Lay it out. Let's go. Another person might say, you know what? That's totally not worth it to me, which is totally fine as well. So I think it begs the question of, like, what are you willing to sacrifice and what are you willing to commit to create the body that you say that you want? Most people are not willing to commit to that degree of sacrifice that's going to allow them to get that type of body. And again, that's totally fine. As a coach, it's my responsibility to make sure that we're laying out exactly what the process looks like, and then meeting someone in the middle and helping them get as far as they're realistically willing to go. Of course, challenging them along the way, challenging them to accomplish more than they ever thought was possible, but also respecting at what point we determine it's not something that we know is going to be sustainable for them. Now, it might be, hey, let's drop as much body fat as possible. I'll be super restrictive. Let's snap some photos, fully acknowledging I'm going to probably rebound pretty hard. And I'm okay with that because I'm going to learn a lot throughout the process. And I'm going to find that happy medium, but I still want to get some damn good pictures, in which case, great. Let's do that too, as long as we're being honest with ourselves. How important is cardio for fat loss or weight loss? Cardio is important for metabolic health. Cardio is important to help us build the most robust metabolic engine, the most robust physiological health possible, to the degree that the healthier we are, the healthier our cells are, the healthier our respiratory system is, the better our aerobic capacity, the more work we can do, the more energy we can produce, the better we'll manage our stress, the faster we'll burn body fat, the better we'll do with the calories that we consume. The more calories we'll be able to consume, the faster we'll recover from our exercise, the more weight we'll be able to lift, the shorter the rest periods we'll need. So much so that cardio is very important for fat loss, but not as a means to burn calories. Cardio is important for fat loss as a means to build a robust metabolic engine that is going to allow us to more efficiently facilitate every other fat loss process. So how much cardio should we be doing? And obviously the question is, it depends to, you know, on the person that we're speaking with, what their goals are, their pre-existing level of physical fitness, aerobic capacity, you know, general health, readiness for change, commitment levels, equipment available, time, right? All of those extenuating circumstances, but we all should have some underlying level of cardiovascular fitness, of aerobic fitness. For most people, the American College of Sports Medicine recommends 150 minutes per week of moderate, you know, low to moderate physical activity accumulated. And generally, I would suggest that be zone two cardiovascular training. Zone two is around 65 to 70% of our predicted max heart rate. So you can do an equation and basically take 220 minus your age times whatever that number is times 0.7. So times 70% to get an idea of what your kind of zone two heart rate should be. And then the objective would be to exercise in a way that's going to get your heart rate stimulated to be within that zone two range. And that zone two range is going to be the range where we're improving aerobic fitness and aerobic capacity, but we're not training so intensely that we are creating too much stress on the body. We're not physically exhausting the body, and we're not tapping into more carbohydrate as fuel, and instead we're actually relying more on fat as our predominant fuel source. And this is a beautiful thing for people, because a lot of people by virtue of being physically inactive, consuming poor food quality, having low metabolic health, often rely quite a lot on carbohydrates as fuel. And we really want this level of metabolic flexibility where we have the ability to bounce back and forth between being more fat burning at lower intensities and being more carbohydrate burning at higher intensities, to the degree that the faster and more efficiently that we can bounce back between these energy systems, the more metabolic flexibility we experience, the healthier our cells, the healthier our blood sugar mechanisms, our hormonal control. And really, the more variety we have the ability to eat under certain physiological conditions. And so that's where that zone two exercise and just establishing that aerobic base is really, really valuable way to build a more solid metabolic foundation upon which then we can start to layer on more strength training, more higher intensity cardiovascular training, and the more flexibility we'll have to experiment with different amounts of carbohydrate consumption, different amounts of calorie intake, and likely the better our results will be. The best time to consume carbohydrate is always around your training window and around physical activity windows. One of my old mentors used to say, you have to earn your carbs. And I think that this really rings true with respect to how our physiology adapts to physical activity. What we know about physical activity, what we know about how the muscles and the cells respond to physical activity is that we really create a very opportune window to absorb carbohydrates in our bloodstream when we're being more physically active. And so whether it's strength training, whether it's cardiovascular exercise, whether it's playing a sport, whether it's just running around with the kids and getting your heart rate up, anytime we're physically active, we signal the cells to basically open up to absorb sugars. And what's beautiful about this is we do it in the absence of insulin. Now, normally, insulin would be the hormonal regulator that we would need to rely on in order to grab the sugars from the blood and push the sugars into the cells. But when we're being physically active and we're moving, we actually open up the cells to absorb sugars in the absence of insulin. And this is beautiful for people that have poor insulin regulation and poor blood sugar regulation because it's like free money, right? It's like all you need to do better with your blood sugar for those that are type 2 diabetic, again, for those that are pre-diabetic, which by the way is most Americans, you know, like 60% of Americans are either overweight or obese, which would lend itself to some level of blood sugar dysregulation. Well, if we simply moved our body more frequently, then we would create more situations where our cells would be more receptive to absorbing the sugars that we're already consuming. And so this really lends itself to this exercise window, which is a beautiful opportunity if we're really trying to make the most of the calories and specifically the carbohydrates that we're consuming, then the best opportunity to do that is in the peri-workout window, the time before, during, and after our workouts, because of that very physiological response. Because if I know, well, if I eat more carbs around this window, I'm going to have a much higher likelihood that I'm going to absorb those carbs into the muscles, into the liver, to be utilized as fuel, as opposed to being stranded floating around in the blood without the body necessarily storing them effectively. So for anyone that is concerned about their blood sugar, for anyone that has body fat to lose, for anyone that's trying to optimize the amount of carbs that they're consuming in their diet, you got to earn your carbs, which means moving your body consistently throughout the day as frequently as you realistically can, which is why we love walking and accumulating enough steps, which is why we love the zone 2 cardio as an opportunity to improve blood sugar regulation and metabolic health, which is why we love infusing more of those calories from carbs around the workout window to be able to do just that. Well, there you have it. That's it for this episode of the Smart Nutrition Made Simple show. If you have questions that you'd like us to tackle in an upcoming episode, then we can't wait to hear from you. So you can submit your questions directly by just messaging us on our social media. That's at Body Systems Coaching. Or you can just message me personally, ben@bodysystems.com. Appreciate you guys listening, and I will catch you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you found this content valuable, here are four ways I can help you in your nutrition journey for free. One, grab a free copy of my Fat Loss Fix Guide at fatlossfixguide.com. Two, join my free group at smartnutritionmadesimple.com. 3. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at smartnutritionmadesimpletv.com. 4. Leave a 5-star rating and positive review so that we can gain access to more nutrition experts ready to share their knowledge with you and ultimately help more people make smart nutrition simple.